Let me first thank the organizers for this opportunity and invitation to give my work about looking for echoes from quantum black holes. Please interrupt me if you have a question. I will be happy to answer your questions at the middle of my talk. So the question is, do we have event horizon? We know that event horizon is one of the predictions of GR. Then if we include quantum mechanics, what about quantum nature of black hole horizon? Do we have an observable effect that can raise when we look at the binary black hole mergers in LIGO data? Another question is, do we have a stimulated Hawking radiation from black hole? So when we include the quantum mechanics to the black hole, we know that in quantum mechanical systems, we have a stimulated radiation. However, the Hawking radiation flux is small because it originates from Planckian vacuum fluctuations, as you see in this equation. So we obtained that with the vacuum expectation of the stress tensor. On the other hand, the frequency of the gravitational waves that we are observing in LIGO are same frequency as the we have them in the Hawking radiation modes. So this is showing a same physical regimes that we can test it. And additionally, required frequency to excite quantum mechanical states of black hole is the same as this frequency that we detect with binary black hole mergers in LIGO. And it is same as same frequency as the Hawking radiation mode. So one may consider echoes as a stimulated emission of Hawking radiation caused by gravitational waves that excite the quantum black hole microstates. So as I said, in quantum mechanics, we expect a stimulated emission, because when we have an incident photon, it excites the electron, and if we wait long enough, it emits the same photon, which is called a spontaneous emission. However, we can stimulate this excited state with emitting another photon. And this process of gives a stimulated emission, and it is much faster than the spontaneous emission. We know that the Hawking radiation is a spontaneous emission, and the significant radiation happens at the times of page time, which is m to the power 3, which is larger than the age of the universe for black holes that we have in the in LIGO detectors. However, if we consider the stimulated Hawking radiation, it is faster and it can happen in much less than a fraction of a second for binary black hole mergers at LIGO. So this is so how this these black holes, because they are merging, we have a gravitational wave radiation around, and they can act like a stimulated they can act like an incident photon. In this example, they are incident gravitons that stimulate the Hawking radiation, and we can have stimulated Hawking radiation and can take place quickly. Uh, Quantum mechanics imply that we have minimum Planck length, which is about 10 to the power 35 meters. So the time for waves reaching the minimum distance of return, which is Planckian horizon, is not infinite. Therefore, a time to reach the stationary state drops to 1 second after the merger for 300 solar mass black hole like GW1905-21 that observed by LIGO detectors. This is restricted mass. So we might have stimulated Hawking radiation after 1 second from the merger time for this event. For black holes that we expect to observe them in LISA, they can, this time is 1 hour, 10 to the power 6 solar mass black holes. If we want to search for echoes, there are we can categorize the methods into two possible ways. One is to look for them in frequency domain because they are repeating. They produce resonance harmonics in frequency domain. If we want to look at them in time domain, they are at the time constant time intervals. They are and decaying. They are decaying, and we can look at waveforms and do a match filtering and search for them in the LIGO detector LIGO data. So beside the observations, I have published a paper that I bring a black hole that comes from Lagrangian formalism, and it produces echoes because this black hole has a singularity inside and inside the event horizon. And I show that even we have a singularity inside the event horizon, it can this singularity causes deviation in a space-time and outside the horizon. And this deviation produces echoes. So they reflect back the waves that are falling to the black hole. And this Lagrangian formalism is Einstein-Maxwell-Dilaton gravity with arbitrary coupling constant of alpha to the Dilaton to Maxwell field. So as I said, here we have a two barrier for this theory. One is the effective potential, which is same as angular momentum barrier. However, when we go to extremal, this barrier approaches the horizon and touches the horizon at the extremal limit. This barrier reflects back the waves like a fireball. And if you remember from Narikata's talk, he plotted the gray body factors, and we saw that a resonance harmonics for gray body factors, and this is the same gray body factor here. We saw those resonance harmonics here and on the right plot. So this black hole produces observable echoes, and it comes from Lagrangian formalism. So now let me go to data. We use two softwares to search for echoes. These softwares are used by LIGO collaboration, and they are publicly available, and anyone can use this. One is PyCBC, which is based on waveform and doing Bayesian evidence. And another is Coherent Waveworks, which is called in short CWB. It is model agnostic search. It looks for excess of energy of waves that come from same sky location from multiple detectors. So Hanford, Livingston, and Virgo, if there is a wave that is coming from same sky location, this software shows the signal for that. So we had a paper at first to search for echoes. We found 2.5 sigma evidence for echoes at one data. Interestingly, the group who were working with CWB software in LIGO and outside LIGO collaboration, they found the signal. This is GW1510, GW1510-12. This is the post-merger signal. They have found this signal for GW1512-26, which is Boxing Day event. And we are in our group, we have PhD student, which is Luis is looking using this software looking for echoes. His results show that the post-merger signal for echo for these events have same scale colocalization as the main event, and he found the base factors around 1.6 to 5.4 for evidence for scale colocalization. We also searched for echoes that come from binary neutron star merger. So what about if this binary neutron star merger GW1708-17 has collapsed to a black hole? So we searched for the possible echo signals in frequency domain, and we found evidence at 4.2 sigma evidence for echoes. And now the LIGO detectors are in the engineering run, and at the end of the month, they are going to start running. And if they see a similar event, they can test this. Interestingly, we with independent electromagnetic observations, other group have found that this binary neutron star merger has should have collapsed to a black hole at the same time that we detect our echo signal. Besides these works, other groups have searched for echoes both inside LIGO and outside LIGO. There are either positive results, either negative results, and mixed results. And here I listed them. There is two papers by LIGO that they didn't find evidence for echoes. They looked for a number of events and they didn't find evidence for echoes. Now let's go to a better waveform. So former searches used less physical waveforms in order to search for echoes. The problem, the issue with echoes is that we don't have our waveforms are not as accurate as GR waveforms. They are phenomenological waveforms, and we need to improve. And there are much work to do to get to that at the point that we can say that, for example, the GR waveforms are coming from numerical simulations. We don't have such a waveform. There is a more physical waveform with Oshita et al. The Narutaka gave a talk about that just before me. We use this waveform to search for echoes. There is this waveform is in this waveform the black hole reflects back the incoming waves by a Boltzmann factor, which is given here. And it depends on frequency of the waves, and the reflection also depends on horizon frequency of the black hole and the temperature, Hawking temperature of the black hole. Because it is reflecting back, it and we can have successive echoes. We can write it as a sum over all the reflected echoes, and use this formula to my search. So if I plot that, we see that we have main event, then first echo, then second echo. Here I assume that amplitude of echo is 1, but in my search, we vary this amplitude between 0 to 2 to see which values is best for and what evidence we get if we search for any values of amplitude. If you plot this waveform in frequency domain, we see that instead of GR waveform, which is you see in the black curve, we have resonance harmonic at harmonics because it is repeating echoes. This causes resonance harmonics in frequency domain, which is shown in the green curve. So we did this search for GW190521 as well as other 64 events in first and second and third catalog of released binary black hole major events. For this event, GW190521, which is the most massive one, we found base factor of 7.5. in preference for echoes. Here is the posterior plot, which is based on PyCBC and pipeline and the waveform that I use. Here the amplitude is around 1, the best amplitude, the frequencies of echo is around 50 Hertz, consistent with the model. Then, so we did this search using CWB software as a cross check. And CWB software has shown the signal at the place that we expect to see that. So the density plot is the result of CWB software. Here we have main event and first echo. And the contour plot is the maximum likelihood waveform of PyCBC. They are consistent with each other. So I did foreground and background estimation for this event. So I take random samples from GR waveforms that I did run for this event and got the parameters and put the injections in random places on data. And then I also use these samples to produce GR plus echo injections. And the same runs to search for echoes. So when the injections are only GR, they show around 1%, 1.5% chance that we can have a louder signal compared to GW190521. However, when we have GR plus echo injections, we have it raised to 35%. So the ratio between having foreground to background estimation is around 24. So when we have echo signal in the data, we have 24 times more likely to find that in the data. And this is a test for our method. Then I also did this search, as I said, to 65 events. So the events in the GWTC1, GWTC2, and GWTC3. And this is the paper about that. And I combined the result, combined all the events, and see what evidence I get. These are the list of the events. So here I assume echo model is the same for all the events. In particular, we assume all the events have same echo amplitude A compared to the main event signal. So for example, we have 65 events. I assume that all of them have same amplitude and the echo model is the same. So this is the way I could combine all of them to see what evidence I get. So for fixed amplitudes of all the events, I multiply the base factors and I get an overall base factor. Then I can plot this base factor as a function of amplitude and see what amplitudes are more preferred. And I vary this amplitude, as I said, between 0 to 2. So I plot this overall base factor as a function of amplitude for these 65 events. You see at lower amplitudes, we have inconclusive results, but in higher amplitude, it is ruled out if we combine them and assume all the events have same amplitude. So this assumption is, using this assumption, we have found the upper limit for all events amplitudes up to 0.42.
So John, I think that's a typo then. This is amplitude should be less than 0.42, right? Not bigger, right?
Yeah, right. Sorry. Okay, this is less than. So as you see in this plot, higher amplitudes are ruled out. At confidence, at 90% confidence level for up to 0.4 amplitude. Again, same typo, sorry. So this is also in the red curve is GW150914 compared to all events. And here we have also GW190521 compared to all events. You see it is different from all of them together, but it doesn't mean this is the only event which is different. There are events that are different and look like GW190521 plot, but because I am combining all of them, the majority of them look preference for echoes at higher amplitude. So this is the reason why I'm getting an inconclusive result at lower amplitude, but it is ruled out at higher amplitude. So I can also estimate the overall base factor for all the events. So I get a base factor of 0.4 for 65 events. So it is this value is also inconclusive. It is slightly in preference of GR, but it is not showing evidence against echo. So this is the table list of the all the events that I run, and I did a very extensive in terms of CPU hours for this, and these are the list of the base log 10 base factors for different events, and I have a plot for that. So if I plot a histogram for these events, we see that they are at the range that are barely worth mentioning based on Jeffrey's base factor on the scale. The only event that is showing evidence is GW190521, which is at the range of substantial evidence based on Jeffrey's scale. And this is the most massive event observed. So this is the interesting result, and we have published a separate paper for that. So what about LISA? We know that with LISA, we can get a very large base factors at the several thousand SNRs of several thousand. So it is these are the good detectors to confirm or rule out echo for the black holes, for supermassive black holes. So there is a paper by Maggie et al. 2019 that they have put how they have obtained assuming different values of reflectivity for the black hole horizon. I mean fireball. In what confidence we can constrain the echoes, and we see that LISA is the best here. And we hope that when we run the LISA detectors, we can get a better result, a more either constrain echo or get a situation that detect and confirm the existence of echoes. To conclude, we found upper limit for amplitude of echoes with combining 65 events. GW1905-21, which is the most massive event observed to date, has shown evidence for echo signal. Next generation of detectors such as LISA using this search can give a better constraint on amplitude of echoes from massive binary black hole and extreme mass ratio in spirals. So thank you.
Thanks, Jahat. Very good. You have time for questions, either online or in the room. Anyone have any questions for Jahat?
Yeah. Sorry, did you say LISA could rule out echoes if it finds nothing?
Yeah. So if we have when we have higher SNRs in LISA, we can constrain this amplitude. So the amplitude I found in my model here, so I found upper limit of 0.4. So if we have a higher SNRs, this amplitude goes down if there is no echo. Or if we found the if there is echo, this doesn't go down, and we found the evidence, and this overall base factor increase. Or either my method of combining is not good enough. So in LISA, we have single events that supermassive events that merge. So we don't need to combine them. So it is even easier to search for echoes. So you don't need to put some assumptions to combine the events. So it is easier and higher SNRs. So I think next target to really search for echoes is LISA.
Can you tell like what upper limit and amplitude LISA can put?
There is a plot as I show here with Maggie et al. Paper. They found they put a constraint. So this constant you see here is going up. This 3 sigma constraint for a 10 to the power minus 2 reflection is now much higher when we use LISA.
Yeah, but I don't know how to read that plot. I mean, can you translate that to an amplitude or?
No, we didn't do this with amplitude. But I think I should do this. I'm interested to see how with what amplitude I can see. Then I don't know.
It's a good number to have. Other questions for Jahat? Okay, so since I don't see any more questions and not neither online nor in person, so thanks a lot, Jahat. And I know it's also a bit late. Well, actually, it's not that late there. So you're
no, in-
yeah. Okay. Well, thanks again. So I guess we can break for break for coffee. And thanks, Jahat. I guess I see you. I see you around.
Goodbye. See you.
Bye.